Good morning, everyone. Today is Wednesday, the 25th.
Sixth.
Sixth, even. No, it's not.
Yeah, today's the
26th. Oh. 6th of November. Marnie, Salt, Will and I are on a bus. And we're going to the Front Runner, which is a local train station.
And Jolie.
Oh, yeah, and Jolie.
Jolie who?
She's so good, I forget her. It's actually a really sunny day. Chilly. Well, not too chilly actually, but it's sunny.
It's definitely not chilly.
Yeah.
I don't know what that converts.
What is it here?
52 Fahrenheit.
Oh, that's about 10, 11 degrees. Yeah. That's not too bad. Right then. Well, I suppose it would be chilly by England standards.
No, it's not. Definitely not.
I mean, I don't feel cold, but...
There
we go. They've got announcements here too, folks. Which is what I wanted you to hear. Alright then. I shall speak to you soon.
It,
yeah. So everyone, what he just tells us, he sees the light.
Go towards the light, Will.
Go to the light.
In it, yeah. And yes, this is definitely recording. So.
Oh, should you be standing in the middle of the track, Darren?
That'd make a horrible audio move.
I'll never get published.
On his own or
yeah. I just want an electrifying experience.
Ugh.
There's no electricity on these tracks.
No, you'd just get hit by a big train.
It'd just be a smashing experience.
We've had people, you guys have too, like walk in front of the train.
For boarding. She sounds what?
Before boarding. Before boarding.
Oh, so this is a diesel one, is it?
Yep.
Yeah,
are you ready?
It's the tracks that are electric.
Which arm do you want?
There you go. Wait, hey.
So we always let the people come out.
Sorry,
first.
Big bag.
Are we good?
Yeah, you can step there.
And there's the gap there, Darren.
You need to go through a little bit to catch a seat.
Okay, now there's like a gap. Why is the gap?
Got it? Alright, we'll go kind of sideways there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
I'll put you on this side right here.
Okay.
Feel the seat just over.
No, these trains are quite wide.
Which side? Oh, this side over here. Do you want to sit by Darren?
He just has to be out
right over there.
Are you sitting down?
I'm here. Okay. No, these trains are quite wide.
Stop it, Sultan. Sultan, stop it.
Just like Westry. <He's
always> Yeah.
I'm
So this is the Front Runner.
Good girl.
Did you have the boy yesterday?
I did, yeah.
Alright. I recognized you. Still have the granola bars on the ready, so.
That's cute.
Is that the conductor?
Yeah,
I'm host.
So that's what we call them, so.
Yeah, they, no, they're not quite a conductor, though. So don't
like
tickets.
They won't check your tickets here.
They just keep it.
The police
do that. Yeah.
In England, they check tickets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's how they should do this.
It is. They
And I also think that you should have the option to pay.
Well, that's what we do, Ken. If there's no way of getting the ticket at the station, we can buy it on the train.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, it makes more sense, doesn't it? Because sometimes you're in such a rush.
Not if you're a capital-making entrepreneurship. they charge you $300 to ride into that ticket.
Although they are, I have to say, if you can't get a ticket for whatever reason and you tell the train halts, look, I tried, they will vouch for you to the UTA cops, and then you just have to get it on the other end.
Yeah.
So they are good that way.
I mean, I know you guys all have passes, but if someone didn't, a blind person probably could never use a machine on their own.
You can. No. They're accessible. Are they talk to you.
Okay.
You can even plug earbuds into them.
Oh, that's
handy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose so. It wasn't like that before.
Yeah.
When I think it was. Back in 2009?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
They built the machine. You just hit that dog. No.
Oh, sorry, doggy.
Oh, you just totally beaned her in the head.
Came for poor Jody. I'm sorry, Jody. I'm sorry.
You have permission to bite his leg.
Yeah, for real. That was sad. It hit her hard. Did you hear it?
Like, I did, yes.
Sorry, doggy.
Right on her head.
Nice. Oh. So
we're going up to
North Temple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Pardon me, sir.
I know. Yuppity yup. Okay, folks, I'm going to pause for a little while. Come back later.
Live on audio, really smacks Jolie.
Oops.
Yeah. Poor doggy.
Please consider others. Do not put your feet on the seat.
No, I was just about to do that.
People do actually, though.
I know.
So, yeah.
Okay, folks. We are now on the tracks, which is another railway. And this is electric, whereas the front runner was diesel. And more to the point, we've just literally been on a turntable, so the train has literally done a practically like a 180, and yeah, we just literally been on the turntable, so yeah, they have turntables over here, whereas we don't. That's interesting. I think we're on this train for about another half an hour, I think, something like that. Still a beautiful day, absolutely lovely outside. Could almost get away with not bringing my coat, but I did, because I dare say it'll cool down as the day progresses.
Next station, Temple Square,
150
West.
Yep.
So there's not an actual turntable.
That's what it was.
The tracks turn, and the trains bend in the middle. They're according
in the middle. Oh, right, okay.
The train can turn.
Oh.
But it's not an actual turntable.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I told you wrong because I don't know what. I'm thinking you meant. Like, the cars have this thing where, like, the thing
swivel. Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what I thought you meant.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, but that's what trains used to have.
150 West, South Temple.
Like a turntable.
Yeah, that's what they used to do. Have that. Yeah, so for example, if the. Like the old steam engines, they'd have like something whereby they'd have to go, the engine would go onto the turntable, go round, so it could connect with the other side of the train. Half an hour, isn't it?
About that. It might be a little quicker.
Alright. I was going to say, I've never taken it, but I did go out that way with James.
Next station, City
Center.
First stop.
So we're right in Salt Lake now, aren't we?
What's that?
We're
right in Salt Lake now, aren't we?
Yep.
Right downtown Salt Lake. Mm. So this is where the,
all right. So is this where Gateway's as well?
Yeah.
Ah.
We've passed Gateway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could get into Gateway from the arena station or back where we were at.
Yeah, because I haven't been there yet.
city center. First south.
So right now we're right between the gateway or the Cedar Creek project.
All right, that's cool.
There's buildings of it on either side of this.
All right.
You know the bridge that connects the two buildings? That bridge is the largest free floating bridge in the world.
The gate over the Cedar Creek one?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So it's a bridge just between the two buildings.
Yeah. What?
Well, oh yeah, they'll go to Murray and then they'll get on. Yeah.
So are they getting on this train?
Yeah, they'll get on this train.
Right, and folks, I'm going to pause this. And believe it or not, all their booze is working properly at the moment. So I'm happy with that. Okay, so we are now we're now sitting down in the Valley Hills Mall. Basically, what we've been doing is scouting the place around because Marnie's doing a project, basically with a group of kids. It's called Project Strife, and basically this particular one, they're going to come shopping with the kids and buy Christmas gifts for families that can't afford to buy kids for their kids, basically. They do this sort of thing each year. I've forgotten what they called it now. But basically the idea is that, like I say, you don't necessarily know who you're buying for, but you know you're buying for a family and they haven't got any money to buy or to basically make the kids have a Christmas. And that's basically the idea, which I think is a really cool idea. They do this quite a lot over here, actually. Right now we're having lunch, or will be. I'm going to have some Japanese food, basically chicken and shrimp with some rice and la-di-da, that'll be nice. That's some Japanese stuff. I'm not sure what the rest of them are all having. They're actually playing Christmas music in here. Not like the likes of Band-Aid and oh Lord, all that sort of stuff, all that sort of camp crap. They're actually playing more older Christmas music, which personally I actually think is a lot more Christmassy. Just my opinion, of course, but it's just something about older Christmas music for me. So I'm going to pause this for now, and I shall come back when there is more to report. So speak soon. Okay, folks. We are just still sitting here for a minute. So, what about the collar?
Alright, what are you girls doing over here? And Darren?
That was nice, that was.
Good food, huh?
I loved that shrimp.
Everybody's done with water, doggies?
Where do we throw these, Woody?
Yeah, we need to garbage this lot, don't we?
We'll find one.
Okay. Right, folks, looks like we're on the move.
What is this?
Hold on and I'll grab it.
So what's the next stop then?
Well, we're going to go sell a couple of British people.
Thank you.
You don't get much for us, but...
Well, yeah, but we'll rob you too.
Oh, I don't know.
We got you covered.
Oh, I don't know. My thoughts might be good use for the military R&D.
At that point, I'm going and leaving you. Well, that's all right. We nearly left you here anyway, didn't we, Will?
Well, yeah, I said I got Darren's money. Let's go to the train.
Okay, folks, we are now back on the train again. we're going to make a stop off at Woody B's Cafe. That's a cafe that Woody has in the health department, and we're going to stop there for a bit because Woody has to do some stuff. And then we're going to be heading back. It's been a good day. It's been a nice day. Definitely, it's been a nice day. It's been so warm, and it still is warm. I mean, if I'd known it was going to be as warm as it was, I'll tell you, there was absolutely no way I would have brought my coat. It was that warm. Must have been easily 15 degrees C, I would say. I mean, according to the weather, it was 10, but now I'd have said about 15 easily. Yeah. So anyway, guys and girls and aliens and whatnots, I shall pause this for now and come back to you when there's more to report. Well, folks, we are now back at Marnie and Will's. And
Australia test batsman Phil Hughes dies. Being hit on the head by a ball.
Yes, that's a joke here. Yes.
Your mum's a joke. Oops.
Oh dear, oh dear. Unfortunately, you'd have to be here to know what it was all about.
We'll explain it another
bit. Yeah, when we're more awake. Yeah, we got back about 2.5 hours ago. We had some McDonald's. I had a Big Mac meal with large fries and a large chocolate milkshake and a McFlurry, an M&M one. Yep, and now we're about to go to bed. So on that note, folks, I'm now going to publish this and speak to you all soon. Take care, all. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Yes. Speak later.
Pause recording.